Radio News.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
And welcome back. Welcome to the program. That's right, it's the Friday edition. It's the one we've been waiting for. We are joined once again by Professor Rick Plum, our Brain Trust Advisor. I'm Johnny Dean. And we're going to start things off with a couple of phone calls. I know we have some folks on hold, so we're going to get to you guys right away. Don't go away. And then we've got some other topics based on phone calls that we got yesterday. And I wanted to sort of continue this topic today. And that has to do with, among other things, besides Medicare, which we're going to be talking about with a caller here in a moment, a discussion on Social Security claiming options. We did get a lot of calls on this. We got emails, and we get more on this than just about anything else, I would say. We're going to address it for a segment or two this hour. We're talking about claiming options for retirement benefits. You've got survivor, widow's benefits. You've got spousal, disability, child in care, family, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What age can you start taking any of these benefits? Retirement benefits, what age should you start taking them? There's another one. And isn't the answer to that question different for everybody? Well, yes, it is, which is why proper planning is also important here. We're going to talk strategy with you, me, Professor Plum, and all the folks coming up in just a moment. Now, we're going to take your phone calls first. So if you're on hold, hang on just less than 60 seconds. You can call us right now with your questions and comments. All you got to do is get to your phone and call this number, 877-PLANNER, 877-PLANNER. We got about two to three lines open right now at the moment. You can also email us here in the studio at wealthed.com. You look for the Find Your Answer link on the upper part of the page. Send us your question, and we, of course, will take it from there. Answer all your questions. Professor Rick Plum here with us again this hour, courtesy of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. We thank them for that. Here's a sound suggestion for you. You need the experience and the knowledge of the Brain Trust. You need someone who can look over your individual goals and who can help design a plan that works with those goals, right? Our advice? Give them a call, 800-644-1150. That's the number off the air, 800-644-1150. Your bucket strategy, that's one that will be tailored to meet your specific needs, and it's why we do what we do on the show. It's why we talk about what we do on the show. The number again, at Lucia Capital Group, off the air, 800-644-1150. Now again, our number here in the studio, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. We are going to start with your phone calls, so Professor Plum, are we ready to rock and roll?
Always.
All right, let's get moving along to George in Las Vegas, Nevada. Hello, George.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. Quick question, sir. You folks were talking yesterday about the Medicare tax, what you pay on Medicare, and it could possibly go up if you make over a certain amount in 1 year.
Right, yes.
My question to you is, I make about $100,000 right now, and when I retire, the year I retire, I'm going to be able to collect a year of my pension also, which is going to put me up to about $180,000. And I'm wondering, you were saying that the Medicare is going to go up, and they'll catch up with you like in 2 years after that. Does it go up and stay up all that way, or does it just go up that one time because you're made so much money?
Well, it actually just goes year by year. So for 2016, they were looking at 2014. 2017, they're looking at 2015. And they redo it every year. But for you, because you're retiring, there is an exemption where you can go back and say, the reason I had a lot of income the year you're looking at is because I was working then. I'm not working now. So exempt me from the extra premium on this.
Okay. And then I was looking online, and it looks like it's around $120 a month for the Medicare. Is that for my wife and I, or just for me?
It's $121 and change, plus you're going to end up paying a $3 surcharge thanks to a loan that the government made to itself that you get to pay back. And it is per person that signs up for Medicare Part B.
Okay. Okay, now, if that's the case, with my work, I'm going to be able to hook into the medical plan that I have kind of now. So will I still need medical Part B with Social Security also?
If you have retiree health care that you like and it covers you better than what you believe Medicare is doing and at a better price or whatever, whether you like it more or it's a better price, you don't have to take Medicare Part B or Medicare Part D for that matter, which is a prescription drug. You can continue if you have retiree health care. Or now, are you going to keep working or is this going to be as a retiree?
Well, no, I'm going to retire. I just figured, you know, I'll be able to retire at age 65 or whatever, and I can collect 1 year of pension and, you know, bump my income for, you know, $60,000-$70,000 what my pension's going to
be. Okay, so what happens, though? That's
why I was asking.
If you continue with retiree medical health care and then sometime later decide to go on to Medicare Part B, there is a premium, an additional premium that you'll pay forever. It increases the cost. So if I'm retired and I'm 65 and I decide not to take my Medicare Part B at 65 in my initial enrollment period, and then at some point later I decide that I do want to have Medicare Part B, for whatever reason I don't like the medical I was getting from my former employer stopped providing the medical, they changed it, whatever the case, and I want to go on to Medicare at a later date, And it's not because I was working and I was covered. I was retired the whole time. Then there's a penalty, actually, for signing up later. And for every enrollment that you miss, I missed my initial enrollment. I missed the next one because I was covered. I missed the next one. I missed three enrollments. And in the fourth year, I decide, when it comes around again for open enrollment, I sign up for Medicare Part B. I've missed four enrollments. They will increase my Medicare premium by 40%, 10% for every enrollment that I miss. And so instead of paying, if it had been $100, I'd be paying $140. So that $120 would turn into a larger number. So make sure that you are either going to not ever sign up for Medicare Part B once you retire, or sign up for Medicare Part B, because otherwise it gets real expensive real quick. And that increased premium isn't a one-time deal. That is for every year for the rest of your life. So.
Wow, that's great advice. That's just great advice. Thank you. And one other quick question. If I'm going to be working off a pension with Social Security involved in it, I'm going to be getting close to over $100,000. Is it just my tax basis is going to be 15 or 20%, whatever the tax rate's going to be at that time going forward?
Right. When you have that much pension and other income, 85% of the Social Security that you receive is going to be taxable. Not all of it, but 85% of it will be taxable. And then the pension's going to be taxable. So you're just going to look at it and say, okay, are you married, right, George?
Yes, sir.
So the first, if you either itemize or you have a standard deduction, the first X amount of dollars, not taxed. The amount equal to your standard deduction or itemized deductions, the amount equal to your personal exemptions, boom, none of that's taxed. The next $18,000 and change, taxed at the 10% bracket. The next $57,000 and change, taxed at the 15% bracket. If you still have more income than that, that extra income will be taxed at the 25% level. But if you've got $100,000 total, and they're only taxing 85% of the Social Security, which means some of that 100 isn't taxable, you won't be in the 25% bracket. It'll be all in the 15 or the 10 or the 0.
Close to 40,000 in Social Security.
Right.
Getting about 25, my wife will get around 12.
Okay, so about 6 of it won't be taxable. So if you had a total of 100, now you're down to 94. Even if all you have is a standard deduction and regular personal exemption between you and your spouse, and the fact that you're 65, you'll get a little bit more standard deduction, you'll be in the you'll be at the high end of the 15% bracket, but you won't be in the 25.
Great news. Thank you so much for your help, sir.
You're very welcome, George, and thank you for the call. Yeah, again, I think people aren't aware of actually either situation that he brought up.
Oh, the penalty on waiting to sign up for Medicare?
Well, yeah, that's one that we don't get a lot of questions on that, only because I think a lot of people aren't aware of how that works.
And most people are aware that when they turn 65, if they're not working, they need to sign up for Medicare. In fact, a lot of people are waiting for 65 to sign up for Medicare so they can dump their other insurance.
Right. Now, if they're not working, but I mean, if they're not covered, if they're already covered by an insurance plan at work.
Now, there is an exception to the penalty, the increased premium on Medicare Part B. If you're covered by current employment health group health coverage at your employer, or you're covered by a spouse's current employment, the key is it has to be group coverage through the employer, and it has to be current employment, not retiree health care.
Yeah, you get into a situation sometimes where you've got somebody who is retired, and the company for the next few years, whatever it is, as a benefit will continue to pay their health care insurance.
And then at some point in the future, they find that it's too expensive, and they trim, cut, redo the plan, and you don't like
count.
It anymore. But it doesn't matter. Now, we also had somebody call in a couple of years ago now, I believe, who said that he had an individual health insurance plan that was being paid for by his employer. So he unfortunately erroneously thought that he had employer coverage.
Yeah.
The employer was paying for it, but it was individual coverage.
Yeah.
And then at age 70, when he retired, he signed up for Medicare at that time and found out that he didn't qualify for the exemption, and his premium was 50% higher because he'd missed five enrollments, and he was paying 150% Medicare Part B forever. That's a long time.
I don't get why forever. I mean, come on.
It's a premium based on life expectancy.
Yeah.
And if you miss it a couple of years, then they have to pay the same amount of money. And most of the money it's rear end loaded on the expense. Most of it's not happening at 65. It's happening at 85. They want their money.
They want their money. They have unlimited money. All right. 877-PLANNER. We're going to come back with more. 877-PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. More coming up. Don't go away.
Lucia Capital Group Advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, Certified Financial Planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment, and I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit, Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, Rocket Mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Market strategy investing. Going through a party in the Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. We're here for you, answering your questions as we do every day on this program till the top of the hour. We got even more coming up, so we're just getting started here, really. But if you've got questions on anything at all, it could be on retirement. We were talking about Medicare a little while ago. You can call now, 877-PLANNER. Now, Social Security and Medicare, as we just saw with this last caller that we had, we get a lot of questions on this, and we get... you know, there's still so much confusion. As much as we talk about it and as many questions as we answer, Professor Plum, I mean, there are just too many different situations that... Well,
fewer now than we had a year ago.
Well, fewer, but it's still a lot. There's still a lot.
Well, and unfortunately, there's a lot of misinformation out there as well. People trying to scare you one way or the other, whether it be from a political side of things or just from a sales side where they're trying to get you to come in and talk to them about... you know, how scared you are about your Social Security, and they had no information to give you in the first place, but now that they've got you in the office, let's talk about something else. So, I mean, when I see things, a lot of the things I see on the internet, especially with the new rule changes that just came down, you know, talking about how the government's stealing $62,000 from you. Well, maybe, but that's not really the point for most people. How, if you were born before 1969, you needed to do something by last April.
We saw that, and I don't know, did you eventually figure out what that meant?
69 had nothing to do with the law changes that happened just, you know, well, that went into a four, into, they passed in November and are being slowly integrated into the system. So those were just scare tactics. And so it was just a matter of trying to get somebody, you know, like when you see in the newspaper, 8% one-year accounts. Like, okay, that sounds really good. I want an 8% return. And you get in there, and it's completely hokey. It's not real. It's some kind of a loss leader where they'll give you 8% on $1,000, but you got to put in $50,000 into this other account that earns 0.0 nothing percent. So overall, you're earning 1% maybe, whatever the number is.
Right.
So they're just ways to scare you into action because they know that if you're happy, you're not going to go and see them. So, but Social Security is complicated. It is one of, for most people, it is the baseline income that they're going to count on in retirement. Unfortunately, for some people, it's 100% of the income that they're going to count on in retirement. Probably not for that many of our listeners, because usually people that are listening to this show are doing something about saving, investing, taxes. They want to know about it, and so they're putting some money aside, and they'll do other mm-hmm. do something besides just Social Security.
Yeah. Now, okay. So we're going to talk a little bit here about. We don't have time to get into all of it, but we can get started anyway with some of the basics of Social Security. Now, the reason we go back into basics is because I think I said to our TV audience, sometimes we talk about things. We say age 62. Got to wait till full retirement age. Now, if you want to take it up to age 70, and you know, we kind of throw out some of these ages. There are people out there who aren't on Social Security, who haven't really paid a whole lot of attention to it, who don't understand exactly what we mean when we talk about
this stuff. There are people on Social Security who didn't pay much attention to it.
Well, and that's true. And there are some who still believe that at age 60, you can't get any Social Security until age 65. I've seen questions like that because you
that
know,
was changed used to be, a little while ago.
Used to be full retirement age, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, yeah, that was a long time ago. So we're going to start with retirement benefits.
And full retirement age used to actually mean something when it came to the different claiming strategies that we had available to us. Now, for a lot of people, full retirement age, the only thing it means is the year, the month that you can have the actual benefit that's calculated by the formula. And then it determines whether, if you want to take it early, how much is it discounted? If you take it later than that, how much is it increased? And so regardless of what your full retirement age is, you can still take it as early as age 62. It's just that if your full retirement age is 66 compared to 67, the reduction is a shorter reduction. Now, if your full retirement age is 67, it's reduced more than somebody whose full retirement age is 66, because 62 is 5 years early.
Right.
Whereas 60, if your full retirement age had been 66, you would have only had 4 years of reduction. Now, on the other side, it only grows by 3 years as well instead of four.
Now, when we talk about full retirement age, there is an age. Everybody has one. Depending on when you were born, it's different. It's either 65, 60, 66, or somewhere between age 66 and 67, or age 67. All right. Now,
that's going to change here in the next couple of years.
Yeah, that's not – it's important that you know what your full retirement age is. Now, the primary insurance amount, it's called the PIA, the primary insurance amount is what your full retirement age benefit is. And the reason that's important is because your benefits really revolve around that particular number. When you say my Social Security benefit will be X such and such
at full retirement age,
that's the primary insurance amount. It is either reduced if you take it early, or it grows if you take it after that.
But that's also what your spouse will benefit. If I have a spouse that's going to pull a benefit from my work record, their benefit that they're receiving is based on my, what they call PIA, my primary insurance amount. It's not based on what I'm actually receiving. It's based on what I would have received at full retirement age, and then it's reduced if the spouse is under full retirement age when they apply. The difference is it's not increased if the spouse is over full retirement age when they apply for the spousal benefit.
Yeah, and we will cover that. Let's start, though, with the full retirement age. And currently it is for people
People retiring right now.
It is age 66. Now, if you take it early, there will be a reduction, and it's roughly what every year?
Well, it changes. There's one amount of reduction for the first 36 months that you take it early, and then a different number for months over 36 months that you're taking it early. But roughly it's a 25% reduction if you take it at 62.
Right. And then so it'll roughly go up by 25%.
It goes up by about 6% it's a 20% reduction if you take it at 63.
Okay.
Go figure the math, right? Why did they have to make it complicated? Because they're the government.
That's right. So now, anytime you take it before age 66, which is currently the full retirement age, it's going to be reduced by a certain amount, way up to about 25% at age
62. And they do go by the number of months. Doesn't matter what day. My full retirement age, birthday is, the 1st of the month, the 30th of the month. They look at that month. And if I take it starting earlier than that month, they count the number of months that I applied early.
Yeah, so every month that you wait to take your benefit, it grows a little tiny bit.
2/3%.
Exactly. Now, again, if you wait till after full retirement age, it actually starts to grow at about 8% per year.
That's the 2/3%.
Yeah.
Per
that's
month.
The 2/3%
and it is
per month.
Per month. You don't have to wait the whole year to get the 8% increase. It goes up by the number of months that you waited until after full retirement age to start taking your benefit. Stops growing at age 70.
And it'll grow all the way up to age 70. If for some reason you don't start taking your benefit at age 70, there's no penalty ever. But
they don't care if you never take it. You're not getting any benefit for waiting.
You're not going to get any benefit for waiting, exactly. So you really have the ages 62, currently age 66, and age 70.
Now, some people say, well, I can wait until 70 and a half. And I think they're either doing one of two things. They're either confusing the required minimum distribution factor, the year you turn 70 and a half, or they're saying, yeah, you can wait until 70 and a half, but what you're doing at 70 and a half is actually applying retroactively for 6 months. You're applying for it at age 70. You're getting a check for the 6 months that you missed and then going on from there. If you apply after 70 and a half, you can only go back 6 months for a benefit that you were otherwise entitled to. So there's no benefit to waiting past age 70 and a half. But if you wait until 70 and a half, it's like applying at 70, but you just get a retroactive check for those 6 months.
Right. Okay, so those are the basics on your retirement benefit.
Your own individual retirement benefit.
There's another one called a spousal benefit, and we're going to talk about that after we come back. And not only for your current spouse, guess what? Ex-spouses also can potentially...
Qualifying marriage.
Take a benefit from your work record. And you might be pleasantly surprised in some situations, and you might be not so pleasantly surprised in some situations, depending on what your situation is. We'll talk about that when we come back. 877-PLANNER. Give us a call. Lines open. It's Bucket Strategy Investing.
Some people willingly take on risk, like skydivers. They may find risk exhilarating. Most of us would rather avoid risk. When it comes to investing strategies, many investors want to keep their feet on the ground and reduce their exposure to risk. A risk buffer strategy through the purchase of an annuity contract is designed for investors who want the potential for growth when the markets are positive, potentially with some protection from losses when they're not. If you're concerned about stock market volatility and the threat of another market collapse, learn where a risk buffer strategy may fit in your investment mix. You may be able to cover losses to a certain extent when markets decline, but potentially enjoy a reasonable amount of growth when markets rise. Watch an informative short video to learn exactly how a risk buffer strategy works at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. A December 2015 Gallup poll found that nearly three-quarters of those surveyed expected this year to start with stock market volatility. Their concerns were valid. According to CNN and other sources, this January was the worst month in the stock market since 2009. But even though we may have anticipated stock market declines, are we prepared for them? Are we prepared if we should see another market meltdown like 2008? Lucia Capital Group invites you to discuss your retirement strategy and review your exposure to potential portfolio losses if stocks stumble. What alternatives to stocks and bonds might you consider adding to your investment mix? Schedule an appointment with your local Lucia Capital Group advisor now. The consultation and review of your current financial plan is free. Call 800-644-1150 to schedule an appointment. That's 800-644-1150. And learn more at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember,
We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Taking care of you from a money standpoint, at least. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Hey, get on board. We got some lines open, 877-PLANNER. We'd love to hear from you on about your money question, concerns, whatever it is, 877-752-6637. Emails at wealth, W-E-A-L-T-H, wealthed.com. We'll get some of those coming up here in just a little bit. We were talking before the break about Social Security, some of the basics of it. Currently, age 62 is the earliest you can take your retirement benefits. Age 66 is your full retirement age.
Currently.
And age, that's why I said currently. Yes, uh-huh. Currently. And age 70 is the maximum age that you can, that
you
your
get
benefits
any benefit
will grow.
For waiting.
Yeah. If you wait, I mean, no one's going to penalize you if you take it at age 75. You just missed out on all those payments. But anyway, those are the ages. Now, you've also got what are known as spousal benefits with regard to Social Security. You can have them. We'll start with a current spouse, Professor Plum.
Yeah, I mean, if you are married to somebody who has a Social Security benefit, you may be entitled to a Social Security benefit as well, even though you never worked and paid into Social Security. That's where it really came from. In the old traditional family, there was one worker and one stay-at-home spouse, and they figured that it cost more to run the household with two people in it, so they created this spousal benefit, and that said that the spousal benefit is can get a benefit equal to half of what the worker's benefit is. Now, back in the days when they did this in the 40s and 50s, there wasn't even any early retirement. You had to be 65, and that was pretty much it. So they took it at 65, the spouse took it at 65, worker was getting X, spouse got half of X.
Right, so if at the time if the worker was getting $400 a month, the spouse
$200 a month.
Would get $200 a month. Now, did it matter? I don't know if you know this or not. At the time, how old the spouse was?
The spouse had to be 65.
Okay, so they both had to be 65.
And when it first was enacted, the spouse had to be female.
Yes, you could not have... Well,
there was no spousal benefit for men.
No, so if your wife happened to be working and you were...
And you were the one at home.
One at home, which didn't happen often, but it had, you did not get a benefit. So you had to have... The woman was the one who got the spousal benefit.
When it was first created back in the late 40s, early 50s, when
the
spousal benefit came in.
Yeah, right.
But there is a benefit for spouses. Now, for a lot of us, we've lost the ability to actually get the spousal benefit if we have our own benefit. But there is a benefit. Now, when they started allowing for early retirement, when they started allowing for early reduced benefits, they made the same thing available for spousal benefits if you are eligible. You could start receiving a spousal benefit early, but it also would be reduced. Now, the reduction for the spousal benefit is actually a larger reduction than the reduction on the worker's benefit. We mentioned earlier that the reduction for a worker was about a 25% haircut if they took it at age 62, or assuming full retirement age at 66. On the spousal benefit, assuming full retirement age of 66, the cut is 30%. So you get a bigger haircut on the spousal benefit than you do on your own retirement benefit. Now, the rules for the spousal benefit are, well, there's two sides of this now, thanks to the new law for a little while. The first rule, though, is the worker, the person whose work record you want to pull a benefit from, the worker has to have applied for their benefit. A spouse is never eligible, a current spouse is never eligible for a benefit from the worker spouse, the one that has the work record where you're going to pull from, if that person hasn't applied for their benefit. So if you're married to somebody who's a lot younger than you or a little younger than you, you have to wait until that worker applies for their benefit before you can ever be eligible for a spousal retirement benefit. And so we have to look at the ages. Not only do they have to be old enough to apply, they have to actually have applied. And so we see this at times where we have an older spouse that's waiting to get a spousal benefit. The worker keeps working and keeps working up until 66, 67, whatever, and then they retire. Well, the spouse may not, in that case, be eligible for a benefit until they're 68, 70 years old or later. Worker, that's the first rule. Doesn't matter. First thing, has the worker applied for their benefit?
Right. So we're going to go back and use the traditional one here. The man in this case is the worker and the woman has been staying home. Okay. Sorry about that, but that's what we're going to do it. All right. Now, in order for, even if both are old enough to get it, both are over full retirement age, let's just say. I'm confusing the issue now. All right. Let's just say that the worker in this case, we'll call him the man in this case, has not applied for his benefit. It doesn't matter.
Spouse is not eligible for a spousal benefit.
Yes, it doesn't matter.
Not at all. Now, and this is where we did lose something recently. In the past, to help get around some of this, once the worker reached their full retirement age, the worker could file for a benefit and immediately suspend it. But because they'd filed for it, the spouse became eligible for a benefit. Even though the worker had suspended their benefit and let it grow until 70, the spouse was still eligible for a benefit. That is one of the things that has changed recently. They changed the law last November and said, if you don't file and suspend by April of this year, the spouse will no longer be eligible to pull a benefit from the worker's record while the worker waits until 70 to start their benefit. That went out the window if you did not file and suspend, which meant you had to be full retirement age by April of this year. Done. So if you were not full retirement age, or if you did not suspend your benefit by April of this year, we don't have the ability to file and suspend, let our benefit grow to age 70, allowing the spouse to pull a benefit from our work record. When I as the worker, I can still suspend my benefit, but when I suspend my benefit, assuming I did it after April deadline, when I suspend my benefit, anybody in my immediate family who also is eligible for a benefit is also suspended. If I had children that were eligible for a benefit, boom, suspended. If I had a spouse that was eligible for a benefit, boom, suspended. Anybody in my immediate family, if I didn't suspend by April, when I suspend, they get suspended. That's a change, and that took away a benefit. That was a pretty good strategy we had for a long time, but that's taken away. Now, the file and suspend isn't as popular. There are still some reasons to do it in specific situations, but we don't have that ability, and it's all around getting the spousal benefit without me taking my own benefit. Now, prior to full retirement age, because we're talking about spousal retirement benefits, this is another strategy that's on the way out. Not fully on the way out yet, but on the way out. If I'm under full retirement age, I'm the spouse in this case, I want to take a benefit from my worker's work record, if I'm under full retirement age, I have to apply for my own benefit first. And unless I was born before January 2nd of 1954, the full retirement age thing I was talking about goes out the window. If I ever apply for a spousal benefit, I must apply for my own benefit first. And yep. If my benefit's higher, I'm never going to get a spousal benefit. So those were the two big changes in the law. The file and suspend, out the window pretty much. The spousal restricted application, out the window. Not yet, but it's out the window for anybody who was not born on January 1st, 1954 or earlier.
Those who can do it.
They still have to wait until full retirement age to do it.
Yes, which is why this is going to continue for about another, three and a half years. Something like that, yeah. All right, 877-PLANNER, let's get back to the calls. Bob is next up in San Jose, California. Hello, Bob.
Hi. So I got two quick questions, hopefully. First one has to do with the Medicare subsidy. I just retired, and I'm over the $170,000, so I'm paying the extra increase. And you mentioned that, they go 2 years back on my income tax. And,
right.
And I can apply with a form to Social Security, but I still have to wait a full year before I do it because I have to wait till I file in January, right, for the 2016 income tax before I can try to get that reduction.
So your income was over 170 while you're working, but now that you're retired, it's under 170?
It'll be under 170 this year, but I still have to wait till January of 2017 to file this year's income tax, because doesn't the Social Security use the income tax filing? I got forms from Social Security office saying that I can bypass the 2 year
look back
wait period, but I still have to file income tax, I think, for 2016 to officially let them know.
I haven't seen the forms on how to do it. I just know the exemption does apply. If your income changed because of retirement, death. I mean, you went from a married couple to a single, a divorce. There are some exceptions to looking back at the income 2 years ago, and you can use this year's income for it. Obviously, you know, what you're saying makes sense that you would have to actually file a return. So whether you have to pay the higher one and get a rebate from it, or that I'm not familiar with. But I just know that this is an exemption to the increased Medicare premiums for high-income earners.
Okay, so I can talk to them, but I think I still have to file income tax before I can approach them on getting a reduction, which means I have to wait till January.
I haven't looked at the forms. I'm sorry, I can't answer that question.
Okay, second one is I'm trying to keep things lower than $170,000, and so I have to use after-tax money to try to get that lower. But after-tax money, you know, I'm only going to get 0.5% in the bank or that, and if I put it in the stocks or that, I have to pay 15% because I'm in the 25% tax bracket. I'm thinking that I should just take that money and roll over an IRA to a Roth.
Well, that's a taxable event too, though.
Well, it's a taxable event. I'm going to get hit with it, but for every year after that, then I can control. So it's only a one-year hit that I have to pay. I can still keep it underneath the house.
Bob, I tell you what, Professor Plum has a couple of thoughts on this. I got to take a break. If you can hang on for just a couple of moments here, we're going to come back to you. We're going to talk about this particular tax strategy, and we'll tell you sort of one thing or another about it. So if you can hang on, that would be great. Don't go away. We're going to talk a whole lot more about this. Wonderful questions. 877-PLANNER. Answering your money questions when we come back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
Are you worried we may see another stock market drop like the 2008 collapse? In a new video, Ray Lucia Jr. comments on investor concerns.
They're worried about what happens when this bull market eventually ends and how severe of a downturn there may be for them in the future.
If you're looking for some potential protection from volatility, learn about the risk buffer strategy by watching a free video now at riskbuffer.com.
For those investors who want to take some risk off the table of their longer-term portfolios, a risk buffer strategy may be appropriate for you.
Depending on the investor, there are many ways this strategy may potentially be added to your investment mix. Please take 10 minutes to watch a free video in which Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy and how it may work for you at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, and affiliate of Lucia Capital Group.
If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
You don't need an air-conditioned steering wheel or high-performance supercharger to use Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil. Now just $5.99 a quart at NAPA. Mobil 1 offers premium protection for all cars, premium or not so premium. So give your ride Mobil 1 synthetic just $5.99 a quart, even if it doesn't have the latest technological stuff. That's NAPA know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/16.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a six-pack of Scotch Move and Store Tape is $19. Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Bucket Strategy Investing, and hey, great news, there's another hour coming up. We're going to finish this hour, and a lot more to talk about. We haven't even scratched the surface of all the Social Security strategies that we were asked about earlier. We're going to cover those. We'll get to those more next hour on the spousal benefits and the ex-spouse's benefits. You want to hear all about that as well. 877-PLANNER. All right, now, we were talking before the break. We still have Bob on the line from San Jose. Now, Bob, there are two parts to this that we want to cover here with you, and Professor Plum's going to go over. There's a...
there's an investment part of it, and then there's a tax part of it.
Go right ahead.
And, Bob, you talked about using personal money to keep your income tax situation down but maintain a certain cash flow. But you didn't like the idea of putting it into something safe because it only earned 0.0 nothing, and you'd rather put it in stocks. But then if you do that, then you earn some more money potentially, and you have to pay tax on the Medicare. The reality is the money that you're drawing down, whether it comes from an IRA or whether it comes from a personal account, should be in a fairly safe account. You know, you want to make sure that if I need $10,000, I have $10,000, that it didn't go down in value and I have to sell, you know, more assets, more shares, more whatever to get the income that I need. So some of the money is probably, whether it's in the IRA or in the personal account, it's going to be in a safer, lower volatility, lower returning area just to create the cash flow that you need without risk of the market turning against you. And now we can look at where should it be? Should it be in the IRA or should it be in my personal account? The idea that you use personal money is the idea that if I've got $100,000 in my IRA in a bank account and I need $10,000 a year, the entire $10,000 coming out of principal and interest of the IRA is taxable because it's coming from an IRA. So I get my $10,000 cash flow, but it's taxable. If I take it from the CD that I have at the bank, my personal name, the $10,000 that comes out is mostly principal, what, $100 in earning or something like that? So I get the cash flow I need, but very little taxation. And so we're going to need to first create the strategy to create the income, the cash flow that we need. Then the next step is, okay, what's our tax strategy? How do we keep your overall income, your adjusted gross income, under the 170 to avoid the, you know, the new Medicare premium for people in the high income tax bracket, and they call that 170 for a married couple, and avoid the extra $1,152 a year that you have to spend for Medicare to get the same benefit. And that has to do with, okay, how much are we taking out of the IRA? You mentioned doing Roth conversions. So the question is, how much in Roth conversions do we have to do to be able to bring your cash flow down, whether it's coming from a Roth IRA, personal account, or otherwise, to make to keep us under that 170 number? If I've got to do, you know, $1 million worth of conversions, it's probably not going to be worth it. If I can get away doing $50,000, $80,000, $100,000, you know, for, you know, maybe $50,000 a year for a couple of years, then it would make some sense. How large is your tax deferred world?
Well, most of my money is in IRAs that are tax deferred. So here's what I was looking at doing. I need about 10 to 15K a year as a buffer, you know, for a roof or a car, whatever it is, so I can keep it underneath the 170. So my wife has a current Roth now, so I was going to use that for, you know, the first 3 years, convert money to get another, say, 70,000 into a Roth. And then I wait for the 5 year period and I can start drawing that out because, you know, I've read that the first 7 or 8 years of my retirement is where most of my expenses are going to be, and they're going to wane down. So once I get the car, the roof, whatever it is, my cruise, I can use that as a buffer to stay underneath the 170.
Okay.
The first year where I take a hit on the conversion, I got a home equity line of credit, so I was going to use that 25K to take the tax hit and still keep underneath 170 and gradually, you know, pay that off over a couple of years. And that's only at a 4.5% interest. So everything's telling me, get rid of the money I have now and convert it into a Roth, use the HELOC to pay for the 1 year tax hit and minimize that or reduce that tax hit, and slowly draw money for the Roth every year to keep underneath 170.
Rather than the equity line, you may want to look at actually, if you're going to pay extra money, see if you have room in the 25 and use everything you can in the 25. Now, and even if you go over the 170 number and move it over and pay the extra $1,100. Well, let's say I can convert $40,000, but I get hit with the $1,100 of extra premium. $1,100 out of $40,000 is about 2% one time, 1 year, rather than 4.5% every year while I'm paying it off. And then I get the money over.
Okay, that's good input. Thanks.
And it may be that you do it a couple times. You know, you don't necessarily want to go too high on the brackets, but the fact that you went into it, and if you're going to go over the 170, if there's some year where you go over the 170 anyway of adjusted gross income, make sure you use that tax bracket all the way that you can. And even if I only, you know, needed it and it went to 172, but I could go to 190 without going into the next bracket, convert as much as you can. Because you're already
right.
Getting hit by the penalty, you know, and so let's do what we can. You're not getting hit by any more penalty, and you're not going to be anything lower than the 25 anytime soon. So it's just a matter of being prepared to use whatever's at your advantage.
Okay, so taking the money that I have, say, you know, 30, 40,000, whatever it is, and doing a conversion to 70 or 100,000 in one of my traditional IRAs is probably a better tax-saving strategy.
It may be. I mean, I don't know exactly how your taxes are set laid out, but you've got to look at it. If you're going to pay it, might as well, you know, if you're going to be a bear, be a grizzly. Do it all the way right up to the limits, and let's get it done, and so that you can be a little bit more judicious down the line.
Okay. Thank you very much for the input. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Bob. If you want some more information on this or need some help, hold on a second, and I can have Professor Plum talk to you more about it off the air. Yeah, I mean, once you're there, you're there.
Yeah, I mean, so whether I'm at 171 or 191,
doesn't matter.
I'm still paying the extra premium on the Medicare. So if I can do that extra 20, 30,000, whatever it is, and stay in the same 25% bracket, I'm there.
Well,
let's take advantage while I'm there.
And it makes the penalty less of a percentage of the entire.
Exactly.
It's sort of like, I look at it as taking money out of the ATM.
I knew right? Right.
Exactly. Because if they're going to charge me $3 to take $20 out, I'd rather take
$300
out. $400 out and make it a
1% charge.
Exactly.
Instead
as opposed to a whatever that would be. That's like a 30% charge. No. What's $3 on 20?
Big.
That's
it's
yeah, 15.
15%. That's what I said.
What a moron. Why can't I do this simple
but
math?
But 1% is more palatable
than
15% charge. I mean, hitting an ATM for $20 where it's charging you $3, yeah, if you're doing that, get the 300. So I mean, you got the 300 in the bank.
Right,
because
exactly.
Then as a percentage of the cost as a percentage of
right.
the distribution, it's a minor cost, 1% instead of 15%.
Exactly. This is good advice. And as I said before,
just don't blow the 300.
Don't blow the 300. Yeah. Put it back in the bank. Then it defeats the purpose.
Yeah.
All right. We got another hour coming up. We got a lot more to talk about. 877 Planner. Get on board for more hour of money power. We also got, if you want to talk to Professor Plum off the air, Lucia Capital Group. There it is. 800-644-1150. We're coming right back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.